Investment Flash.
Buddy, chips are on fire this morning. Samsung strike called off and UBS says Micron can double again. No way this rally is slowing.
Good morning and welcome to Investment Flash's London edition, Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald.
Tom, you sound like you've already spent your bonus. But yeah, look, Samsung's union approving that deal, that's a real supply chain relief.
I mean, Gerald, come on. The world's largest memory chip maker, no strike, and those bonuses averaging 340 grand? That's a massive overhang gone.
And it's not just Samsung. UBS slapped a $1,625 target on Micron. That's more than double from here. Forward PE of 8.6 times, Tom? That's almost value territory for an AI memory play.
Hold on, hold on. 8.6 times on earnings that are arguably at peak cycle. I love a cheap multiple, but memory is notoriously cyclical. Marie, you really think this time is different?
Look, the demand isn't just cyclical. It's AI infrastructure buildup. Hyperscalers are locking in long-term supply agreements. That's structural, not just a blip.
Exactly. That's what UBS is betting on, a re-rating because of those long-term deals. And buddy, Micron was up 19% last session, up 184% year-to-date. The momentum is screaming.
Right.
Remember yesterday we said buy semiconductors? Micron alone just validated that call.
To be fair, Tom, you've been banging that drum for months. But I'll give you credit, the AI trade has gone global. Marie, tell us about Taiwan.
Emerging market stocks rose for a fourth day, powered by Korea and Taiwan. Taiwan's market cap just overtook India's for the first time. That's historic. AI semiconductor demand is redrawing the map.
The Taiwan ETF up nearly 14% in a week, 57% year to date. And the South Korea ETF up 96% year to date, at a record. The AI trade has fully globalized.
Look, mate, up 96% in 5 months. That's not just momentum, that's a crowd. The positioning in Korea is extreme. When everyone's on one side, I get nervous.
I'm gonna push back here. Yes, it's crowded, but the fundamentals are there. The Samsung deal removes a supply risk that could have squeezed the whole sector. AI demand isn't slowing.
Right, and the emerging markets ETF, EEM, added 6.4% in a week. AI is overriding geopolitics. Iran uncertainties, who cares when chips are booming?
All right, fair enough. But I'd rather play the commodity side of this AI build-out. Did you see SQM boosted its lithium guidance? Not just EVs, but battery storage systems.
Sociedad Química, that's a smart call. A forward PE of 14.4 and still 18% below its 52-week high. If lithium demand is truly structural, there's room.
And the lithium ETF jumped 5.6% in a week. Batteries aren't just for cars anymore. Grid storage is the quiet boom.
Exactly. It's not as flashy as chips, but it's the picks and shovels of the energy transition, and the valuation isn't stretched. That's my kind of trade.
Speaking of not flashy, gold options are flashing bullish. CNBC reports a surge in call buying on the gold ETF and gold miners.
Gold? Really? The metal's been sideways, but the miner ETF shot up 4.1% last session, and it's still a quarter below its high. That options flow is a contrarian signal, buddy.
To be fair, gold makes sense if you're worried about the dollar or rates, but I'm not seeing a macro catalyst yet. The bond market is quiet. VIX is at 17.
Wait a second. The gold trade might be hedging something else. If oil keeps sliding, maybe a growth scare. The United States oil fund slumped 2.8% and is down 10% for the week.
Oil's got two bearish signals: China injecting reserves to cap prices, and a potential Iran peace deal. Crude could fall to $70 or $80, says one analyst.
And the home builders are getting squeezed by input costs. Copper near a 52-week high, lumber up, diesel and aluminium rising. A typical US home has over 400 pounds of copper. Margins are getting crushed.
The copper ETF is only 4% below its high, while home builder ETFs are down year to date and well below their peaks. The market is pricing this headwind already.
So the pair trade is clear: long copper, short home builders. That's the cross-cutting theme in today's digests.
Hang on, Tom. You're not just chasing chips. This old economy inflation trade is actually the one with less room for disappointment. Love it.
Hey, I can multitask. But seriously, the home builder ETF is 17% below its high, and the copper story is about supply tightness and a housing boom.
And then there's the EU defense push. Airbus could benefit if Europe standardizes procurement. But the stock is still down 16% year to date, 23% below its high. That's a policy call.
Yeah, look, the FT had that story. The EU defense chief wants to stop bespoke missiles and share stockpiles with Ukraine. It's sensible, but until contracts are signed, it's just rhetoric.
But Gerald, the US is pulling back from Europe. This could be a game changer for European defense contractors. Airbus's defense unit could see a re-rating if the policy turns real.
I'm watching it. But for now, chips are still the main event. And the most original take today? That Venezuela bond play, a distressed debt investor who bought after default and is now reaping rewards as political hopes rise.
That's classic contrarian value, buying when liquidity dries up and everyone else is fleeing. Tina Vandersteel's bet is paying off, but it's not for the faint of heart.
To be fair, that's the kind of trade that makes my heart sing, but you need a strong stomach. Most investors can't handle that volatility.
All right, let's synthesize our view. Today's signals are a full-throated cheer for chips, but we have to acknowledge the crowding risk. South Korea ETF 233% above its low.
And oil slide is a cautionary note. If it continues, it might signal a broader growth scare that hits risk assets. Plus, the dollar and rates are quiet. Too quiet.
The macro backdrop hasn't resolved. The long-term Treasury ETF is barely holding above its low. VIX is whisper quiet. A dovish Fed shift or tariff escalation could flip the script.
What's missing from the coverage is earnings revisions outside chips. For the broad market, euphoria could be a late cycle signal. That story is buried.
So the cleanest trade might be long copper, short home builders. Old economy inflation with less room for disappointment, as Gerald said.
100%.
That's the pair.
Nailed it.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research.
We're back later today for the New York edition, 9 a.m. New York time. Tom, you'll be up for the opening bell.
You know it, buddy. Chip Rally isn't sleeping.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify and check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. See you in a few hours.